Get to Old Navy today only. Great gifts like blankets and slippers for the family are just $5. And Adora boots for women, girls, and toddler girls are just $12. Hurry, it ends tonight at Old Navy. Valid 12/14, excludes boys, select styles, in stores only.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host. Welcome to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome, welcome back on the snowy winter February. It's Black History Month. And you can log on with us, thelovezoneusa.com. Tune in, 347-539-5729. I never host the show alone, so I definitely want to welcome my other hosts. Nico Martin, Karishma, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Welcome back to the Love Zone, the Girlfriend Network. We have a good topic today, how to get away with cheating. So I cannot wait to jump in. So how are you, ladies?
Great. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing, Karishma? How's the gal here in the city? I know it's cold, girl. I was in your neck of the woods on Friday, freezing my entire ass off, okay? Like, it's cold.
The whole thing.
Wow.
No
way.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's very, very cold. But they have been saying it's going to be this blizzard, and every time I'm waiting for this huge snowstorm. And then
right.
There's 1 inch of snow on the ground, and the roads are completely clear. So I'm praying for no more snow because I do not like going outside in it. I cannot go anywhere. So I'm praying for no more snow, and I just cannot wait for spring. Only a couple more months.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I so hear you. So, Tahira, what's up with you, girl? You've been hiding in Tahira. Actually got stuck.
Shout out to my employer. They had me hooked up in the suite for a couple of days. I did get cabin fever, so I had to go out and breathe. I was like, I don't care, it's a blizzard, I'm going outside. And they're like, no, don't go outside. I'm like, I'm going outside. So it was interesting. I was in this one-bedroom suite for 3 days. And I had a glass of white wine on the company, and it was cool. It was cool.
Nice.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Very interesting. The only thing is the VPs that work with me were, like, next door in the suite next door, so they called me. They were like, oh, we're next door. I'm like, okay, I can't have a house party.
Right.
But it was very, very good. Yes. So I enjoyed my job that week. Yes, ladies. And Nicole, you were in the city. Can you talk about, like, why you were in the city on Friday?
Yeah. It's so exciting. I was in the city on Friday shooting for the IG channel for the episode of The Perfect Murder. So I'm going to be on the show.
Ooh.
It's coming summer 2015. So I'm really excited about that. So
I can't wait to see. You look great.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. Long day, guys. Long day on set. I had to.
Wow.
My call time was 9 a.m. I didn't get called to set till like 7 p.m. Ugh,
yeah.
Brutal. Brutal. But so worth it.
It's worth it.
I'm very excited about it. So I'll keep you guys posted. You know, it's the second season, apparently, of The Perfect Murder. I didn't realize how popular the ID channel was, but for those who don't know, it's like a channel that reenacts all these murders that really happen in real life, and it seems like the women go apeshit for this channel. And even some men, I found out, like, wow. So, you know, I'm really excited that people are aware of this station that's only been around a few years. So I'm like, hyped. I'm amped up. Like, yes, let's get it. Let's do it.
Congrats.
So, thank you. We know Tahira was stuck in a hotel. Y'all know about me. So, Karishma, what's up? What you been doing, girl, besides burying the cold in New York City? What's going on?
My. You know, I wish I had some more exciting news. My exciting news was that I got really sick this week, but then
oh, no.
I overcame it. Yeah, I was stuck in bed all week. I couldn't go anywhere. I had all these plans, and I got super sick, and I was so upset. But
it doesn't sound like city life is exciting for you. You're like, you see the blizzards, the cold, you're sick. I'm sorry.
The winter is not my time. The winter is not my time, but I did break it down last night when Missy Elliott came on for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes.
I love that. Katy Perry
live.
I was like,
yes.
Katy, she did the damn thing. Yes, she did. Oh, my God.
Yes. When Missy came out, I was breaking it down. I was like, okay, nothing else
exactly.
matters right now.
She just took you right
it.
Back there, didn't she? Like, wow. I was really happy to see her because I know she's been sick, you know, for a while, and I'm glad that she's back on the scene. And speaking, you know what, I just have to mention this, guys. Prayers to Bobby Christina. My heart is breaking for her. I hope she pulls through. Everybody pray for this child. Like, oh, my God. You know, I'm just so devastated that this has happened to her. So, you know, I really hope she pulls through.
That was so heartbreaking. Gosh,
I can't imagine.
Well, speaking of heartbreaking, our topic is a real how to get away with cheating. We definitely have to dissect this topic. It's so interesting, and I'm sure if we take a survey, everyone has experience being cheated on or being a cheater. I don't want to leave anyone out. So we definitely want to get into that. Some of the ways we don't condone on the Love Zone USA this type of behavior. But people do get away with it, so we're going to dissect the topic. It's a juicy topic to get into, and it just amazes me how people are, like, professional cheaters.
Mm-hmm. All the time, all day, every day.
Like, like clockwork. So we definitely look at
well, now, like you ladies, well, this is what I've always had a trouble with when it comes to cheating, because I do believe in the situational scenarios where – people are in a situation and they somehow are tempted and they cheat and it's a one-time thing. But I have a lot of friends who agree that it is a personality trait. And if you are a serial cheater, it is something that is just in you and it's not going to change. It's just something that is a part of your personality, and no matter who you're with, even if you really love them, you still may find yourself with that promiscuous side and not being able to control it. What do you ladies think?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I think for professional cheaters, or even if you're in a good relationship, a healthy relationship where everything works and everything is perfect, you still have the, not just the desire, but the actions to cheat. I think, like I always say, you know, find out what's the root of the thing within you that you can't seek your fulfillment of happiness. So I think I always would push counseling, get to the root of the real thing that makes you this way. And if it's, you know, you're just a single person that really doesn't want to settle down, maybe that's it. But I would always say get to the root of the real problem. Don't drag other people in it.
I agree.
What about you, Nikon? What do you think?
You know, I agree with you guys. I think it is like a personality trait. I do believe, like, once a cheater, always a cheater. I kind of believe, I was having a conversation about this kind of sort of earlier, but, you know, I kind of believe that if someone is prone to cheating in a relationship once, you know, a high probability of it happening again. So, you know, and that's like the biggest thing about a relationship that worries me. I don't know about you ladies, but I'm always afraid of that. That's like the main thing for me. Like, I just don't want to be cheated on at my age. I'm just at an age where I just want to be for that one guy, and I want that one guy to be for me. And that is just the last thing I'm thinking I want to worry about in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Let me tell you something. I've seen it all. I've had married men approach me. I've had men that have cheated on me, had babies on me, got with the woman, had a child with the woman, moved in with the woman, and then came back for me. Like, just ridiculous stuff going on. Like,
oh,
are you serious? So, yeah. So, it's amazing. And I'm not a cheater. I mean, I have cheated. I'm not going to say I haven't. I was a lot younger when I cheated. But I'm not a cheater. Like, I really believe I'm going to commit to this, and I'm going to give it my all. And just like Tara said, hey, if I'm not going to give it my all, or if I feel things going awry, then I need to be honest and say, look, it's not working, and I'm having some kind of feelings and emotions, and let's work this out, or, you know, we need to move on. And that's kind of like where I am. So,
Now, ladies, I have one question. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Were you done, Nikon?
Yeah, I was done. Go ahead.
Okay. I have one question. What about the ladies that attract the cheaters? It seems like sometimes, and I guess I went through this phase in my life too, where you could have the best guy that could be for you, but somehow you would attract the cheater. What about the women that have the ability to attract these men that are professional career cheaters? Is it something in us that's broken that makes us make these choices to attract these types of men with these personalities?
I've always found the thing with ladies, because I feel like I've been in that situation too, where you want, I think girls always believe that they want to be the one that the guy changed for. Like, he was this terrible person, and then he met me, and now he's just the most amazing person.
Yeah,
accomplishing all these great things, and basically he's perfect. Because he met me, I changed his life, I'm amazing. And it's one of those things that we want to help everyone out there. But I also can say it's not just the men. I've known some girls who kind of get off on finding guys with girlfriends and kind of trying to force them to make them want them. Yeah, I've met a lot of girls like that who will, you know, go after guys with girlfriends to prove to them, like, oh, they want me. Like, they have a girl at home, but they want me. That's it's weird. People do crazy things to make themselves feel better, but I've seen that a lot. So it's not just the whole cheating thing. It's not just the guys who are going after trying to cheat on their booze. There's girls out there, too, who want the guys who already got booze, or if they got booze at home, they just want that validation from somewhere else.
I agree.
Can, I think, and again, go ahead. And again, that where I said go to the root of the thing, because if a woman is seeking that type of attention from a man that already has a boo, we'll get to the real reason why you can't have a real boo in your life. So there's something within the heart, and I had to do this myself. I'm like, why am I attracting all these cheaters? What is wrong with me? So I had to sit down and sort some things out in my life to understand the choices of men that I was making. I had to give some accountability for that, the types of men that I was choosing. And I just didn't get to the root of the thing that's going on.
You know what, guys? Here's the bigger question for me, okay? Are you ready for this? And you guys are going to yell at me. You're not going to like this. You're not going to like this. So you guys have to help me out with this. I really believe that all men cheat. I don't necessarily believe that there is a man out there that is faithful due to my experiences, what I've seen my other girlfriends go through. I want to believe it, but I don't believe it. So can you guys? And I've talked to men. I've also talked to men who have said, like, we men are not programmed. Hear what I'm saying, ladies? I've had men tell me this, that men are not programmed to be with one woman their whole life. And they're going to cheat, and that a woman should basically be mentally prepared to deal with that and accept that. So, ladies, help me out. And that's why I just have, I guess, this really big fear of men, like, cheating. Like, I'm just like, it's crazy. And so I need help with that. I do.
Nikon, I feel so sad to hear you say that. And to say that, I would ask you, what was your relationship, you know, with your dad? Like, how was your relationship with your father?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was great. My father was a devoted family man and husband. But, you know, and it's not even going back and looking at my father, you know, or looking at the men in my family. I had a great dad. I had a great grandfather. I had all those great men figures that did right. They went hard for their family. But I'm just saying, based on my own experiences with men, you know, boyfriends, long-term relationships, being cheated on, or seeing my friends being cheated on, or seeing men who were newly married. And this just happened to me, guys. A man, a couple of men that were newly married, their wife is on social media professing their love for this man. And he's basically rocking with her, too. But now you're inboxing me on Facebook, asking if they can see me. And I'm like, hello? Like, didn't you just get married? Like, you just got married. And you're ready to cut a post. So, you know, so I guess I'm tainted a little bit. Like, come
yeah,
on.
Because with all
no,
the great
I just,
men.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kira.
With all the
go
greatness
ahead,
in your family. With all the greatness in your family, and I know it is discouraging, but I can only talk from my experience. All the greatness, your father, your grandfather, the good role models in your family, your personal experiences are taking over because you have those examples. And what I had to do, and because I was the same place, I was just like, oh, and cheat, and that's it. But I had some, I had to reference the good examples like my grandfather, my pastor, those relationships, and refresh myself that there are, because it is discouraging, good men out there. I had to, you know, have volunteer time to see my pastor and his wife, you know, in volunteer time, where I would volunteer and I'll see him be very affectionate with his wife. And it wasn't fake. He loved everything about this woman. So that you have to be around people to reinforce what you're missing or what you don't believe in. Because the eyes are believing. If your mind is saying, no, all men cheat, and you're around, like, you know, people that are cheaters are telling you how they get away, like we're going to talk about how they get away with cheating, you need to surround yourself with examples of what you don't believe.
Because
seeing is believing. When you see it, you can't, you know. So that's how I show. That's what helped me. Rishma?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying that I don't even think that it goes back to, you know, how it is, you know, the male role models that you had growing up anymore, because especially in today's day and age and meeting people who are in the entertainment industry, a lot of men put up this big front. A lot of people, you know, even women will put up this front like, oh, yeah, we're in an open relationship. It's the new generation type deal. And they put up this front so you don't really know what's going on. They're probably just hanging out at home watching Netflix, not doing anything. But they put up this big image because it's almost cool to have this image of, yeah, I'm a player and I do this and I do that. Not saying that it doesn't happen. There are those people who are out there cheating, doing all these things. But there's also people who are portraying this image. And I think in the entertainment industry and in certain industries, you just meet more and more of those people. So you feel like they're everywhere because those are the people you're meeting. And I definitely think that with, you know, finding out, you know, saying all men cheat, I used to think that when I was in college and all my guy friends were cheating on everyone. And I was just like, what's wrong with you? And then I think it was just a phase they were in and they kind of all grew out of it. And then now in New York, I've met a lot of people who lead some very interesting lives.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, is it because of your career choice that, you know, you don't have time for your boo or you don't have time to put into this relationship that you're just kind of finding it your solace in sex? There's so many different things going on. And I feel like nothing of what I grew up, like none of the male role models that I had, because my grandpa and my uncles, like they all, it was a different time. It was a different generation.
Sure
what dating is today. So sometimes, you don't find men like that anymore. Like, I would love to have someone like my grandpa, but it's just a different time. And I think that's a big part of it today, that it doesn't go back to your family. It really just goes back to the people you meet.
Exactly. Because, guys, let me make it clear. Like, my father was my mother's first. My grandparents have been together before they passed their whole lives. My aunts and uncles are the same thing, same way. Like, my aunts were with this one man. And they were married until, you know, one preceded the other in death. You know what I mean? So I've had the strong foundation and a perfect example of couples and loving and family and all of that. So it's just based on my own experiences. And I don't even know why or how. And I'm single, and I'm always like, because I think, too, I'm looking for that perfect man that exudes all the qualities and traits that my father had, because my father was a hell of a man, And I have not been able to find anyone close, but I haven't found anyone that, you know, matches my father. So I think that's my problem, too. I don't know if I'm looking for perfection I don't know. And then, like I said, the cheating. Like, don't cheat on me, dude, please, because I wouldn't do that to someone.
No, she's in the gym way too much. So, absolutely not. But with that being said, we're definitely going to dive into the topic. We're going to go into our song, our first break, If Your Girl Only Knew, Aaliyah, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Oh,
you. often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Hi, this is Martha Wash. And when you want to listen to a station where it's always raining men, ladies, I listen to TheLoveZoneUSA.com because they always have music, topics, and advice that appeals to the kind of man I enjoy being with. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/TheLoveZoneUSA.
Welcome back to The Love Zone USA. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and this is How Do They Get Away With It? How do they get away with cheating? Welcome back, ladies. And we would like to definitely, we have our guest that is online. We're going to introduce fiction writer Jay Mims. He's going to talk to us about how they get away with it, so we can dissect some of this topic. But I want to let everybody know, tune in every Thursday night. Mike's Tea Show is on at 8 p.m., and that's TheLoveZoneUSA.com. So, Mr. Mims, Jay Mims.
Good evening, ladies. How are y'all?
We're doing well. Good evening. Thank you for coming on to the Love Zone, the Girlfriend Network. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Love listening in. I absolutely love the ID Network.
Thank you. Yay. Excellent. Thank you.
I'm not going to say which episode, but I may actually have appeared on an episode of Wicked Attractions.
Yes,
so.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow. Check
Wicked
you out. Attraction. Okay. That's great. Kudos to you.
Well, thank you for coming on the show tonight to talk about this very interesting topic about the art of the cheat, the art of cheating. It's Tahira. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking, Tahira Sutton. So I just wanted to say thank you for coming on and discussing with us. We have a lot of listeners. Jay, if it's okay to call you that, let us know where they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. The best way to find me, first of all, I'm on Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/JAY Mimsey, M-I-M-S-E-Y. And then you can also find me on Twitter. I am over at JAYMIMSEY. And those
Thanks.
Are really the easiest ways to find me.
Okay. So, Jay, what can you tell us? How do they get away with it? I know we've been talking and all of our girlfriends here on the Girlfriend Network and, you know, talking about heartbreak and how not just men but women get away with cheating. And I did actually read some surveys that said women are better at cheating than men. So how do – I know you have some tips, the 10 ways that you can get away with cheating. What
I
would
do.
You say the number 10 would be for you to
well,
actually
I think,
get away?
I think counting down a list, number 10 is always buy two of everything. If you're going to get away with cheating – you always want to make sure that obviously you want to keep the person you're cheating with happy, but you also want to keep the spouse happy because a happy spouse is not going to be a suspecting spouse. So make sure whenever you're buying presents or knickknacks, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, you want to make sure to get something special for those special people in your lives. So you want to make sure to buy two of everything, you know, perfume, flowers, whatever. Just make sure you got the sizes right and you don't get those mixed up. That could get
awkward. There's an art, I'm telling you. There's a science behind this whole thing.
Yeah, no, it's total science.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, does this, because your character, Dan Landis, does mm-hmm. that, the way you write, does that come from personal experience or just how do you know this?
Well, I would definitely not say, especially since my wife is listening, would
oh,
definitely
yeah.
not say it comes from personal experience.
No, I
would
that.
I would most definitely
more
say
man.
That it comes more from personal observation and pretty
okay.
much doing whatever weird thing might come to mind. As a man, I have plenty of weird thoughts to express, and I always feel like Dan Landis is the best person to express weird thoughts with.
Absolutely.
Oh. All right, so Kua everything. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what else? Give us
the cash.
Lowdown.
When you say paying cash whenever it's possible,
cash.
You
yes.
don't put anything
Holy
on a credit card.
No,
course.
Because
yes.
one of the ways women can get away is they're much better organized.
Mm-hmm.
Women will always be paying attention to that bank account, so make sure you always pay
Absolutely.
Cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't use an ATM because those are traceable too. So, you know, when you stop by the drugstore to get two of everything, make sure you get a couple extra dollars cash just to make sure. And that way when they see, you know, you go to the jewelry store, she might find a receipt. Make sure you're buying it separately. So, you know, just in case she wants to return it, you've got the receipt for the item. But you're paying in cash. So not only are you being smart about cheating, you're also being smart fiscally. And that's an attractive quality in a cheater. It's important to be fiscally
really?
Responsible.
It's a two-in-one. Great, that's wonderful. So you're saving money, you're being smart, and you're able to get away with cheating. So that's
yeah.
a good tip.
Right? okay. All right. Okay.
So,
all right.
So you're shopping smart. You're
yes.
being smart. And then there was one that I read. You said be humble. How can you be humble when you're cheating? Like that's totally 100% bad. Like what's humble about being cheating?
If you're gonna be cheating, you've got to understand. You also can't brag, because if you're gonna cheat and you're gonna get away with it, it means you have to keep your mouth shut. That means you can't brag to your friends. You can't brag to your partner's friends or pretty much anybody. You want to just keep it quiet, because believe me, somebody is going to find out. So best kept secret is to just keep it quiet and, you know, definitely make sure that you're not talking to the people in the same social circle as your partner. Then again, you might be cheating on somebody with someone in your social circle, in which case I have to give you the slow clap because you are my hero. That is you
God.
Deserve maybe not
yes,
the gold medal, at least
cheating?
The silver.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yes. The slow clapper, you know, if you're betting your partner's best friend, maybe not you're winning the prize in life, but you're at least winning the first prize in cheating. So
wow.
Well, probably second prize. First prize would probably be cheating with a sibling of your partner. So,
oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
I have a twin J.
Wait,
I'm going to pass out right now.
Oh, man. That would,
oh
that would be gold medal right there. Also a little weird. I would probably
Good
be
luck.
Like,
my sister is a different
you,
type of personality.
Are you cheating on the twin?
Yeah.
Unless
wow.
you're living in a sitcom, in which case, go for it. So, I mean, definitely see wacky sitcom hijinks happening with twins.
I'm sure, but I want to talk more about this humble thing. So customarily, I mean, don't you want to tell someone? If you're a girl, you want to tell your best friend. If you're a guy, you want to tell your homie. So you mean to tell me that cheaters are not discussing them cheating with anyone? I don't buy that. I think
oh no no!
See,
if you're going to
okay.
successfully cheat, you have to say what is the good idea, and then do the opposite. Because obviously, you're already making bad decisions, so you should really question what decision-making process you have anyway as a cheater. So you should be like, all right, I want to tell everybody, I'm going to do the opposite because that is a terrible idea. So
mm-hmm.
make sure, since you have awful instincts, that you go against your awful instincts. And make a great idea. Be humble. Do not brag because success.
Yeah, Jay, that's a great point. This is Karishma. I actually have noticed that when I've met men, the true players, the one who really are playing the game, do not talk about their conquest. They don't talk about anything. They don't give out too many details. And the ones who do talk about it a lot and put on this great show have usually it's their, like, first time ever having an affair, or they're just really excited that a girl would even give them any attention type deal. So yeah. I have noticed. I think Be Humble is a very – if you're a true player and you're really going, you know, mastering this art of cheating, you know that you're not supposed to talk about it. You kind of just gloat in your mind. You know what you've done. You know what you've accomplished.
Yeah. Okay, we have Q online. He has a question for you, Jay. Q?
Sure.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Couple of quick questions. I'm not gonna rebut any of them. I just want a curiosity question. The premise of my question, though, is I believe in absolutes. So just like a woman with a bunch of kids who claims she's independent, I don't believe that, and I don't believe a player who has several babies by several different women. He's not really a player. He's a victim of the game he's doing. So my question is this, and I applaud you for being honest and saying about what they're doing isn't necessarily that noble anyway. So my question is, to the person that's doing the cheating, I understand you don't think they should be doing it necessarily, but there's a smart way to do it. But my question is, why would an individual in your experience seek out to do this? I know it could be a power thing, but it could also mess up his life. In your research of coming up with the book, what have you found in interviewing people that their reasoning for jeopardizing or playing this big poker game is? That's my first quick question.
Well, I think the biggest reason is they don't have a Netflix subscription, because I've noticed the ratio of viewers of Downton Abbey to cheaters is really, really off-center. So the best reason is they have too much free time on their hands. So idle hands make the devil work. So if you want to avoid cheating, get a Netflix subscription, start watching with season one of Downton Abbey.
Okay. The other very quick question, I always suggest to people, hey, if you're going to cheat, cheat right. Go out of town, go out of the county, find somebody who has something to lose like you, and therefore you'll have a better option doing what you say that you're doing rather than risking it with somebody who might blow your spot up because they're jealous. Am I a little bit right, or do I need to read more?
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right. And, in fact, if you look up Dan Landa's top vacation spots for cheating, I actually give a list of great locations. My personal favorite being Dollywood, because no one would expect a cheater to be in Dollywood. If you're in Dollywood, you are clearly not there for nefarious purposes. So definitely go out of town, as far out of town as you can afford, but please remember to always pay in cash. So also tip your waitresses. But, make sure you get this.
No, that's a valid thing. Teach your waitresses. I understand. Because they keep your secrets. I understand.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much, Jay. I'm going to look
You're
forward
welcome.
To getting the book. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Q, for calling in. Jay, also, I had someone else on social media that stated that because of social media, the cheating is more convenient than ever right now. And I guess you have more people on Facebook, you have more people on Twitter, different they have sites for cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so is it more available? Is it that the fact that it's so easy now and available and convenient?
I think it's surprisingly easy and convenient. It's shockingly easy. How much is out there and how easy it is to track down people. In fact, I had several people track me down who knew me in high school and then were terribly, terribly disappointed by what they found. So, yeah, it's very easy to connect with social media. Definitely a temptation to at least expand your pool of who you want to cheat with. Mm-hmm. Maybe finally land that special someone that you admired in high school and they're now, you know, driving a truck or hauling lumber, etc.
Right, and
so
social media also goes back to having free time. Like, the more free time you have, you're on Instagram trying to find new booze. And like you said about Netflix, Jay, I completely agree. I was almost cheating on my boyfriend, but then I realized that I had two more episodes of Downton Abbey to watch, so I had to leave. And I was like, never mind. I can't cheat on you right now.
I guarantee you, the people who are live blogging, yes, the people who are live blogging Downton Abbey are probably not cheating on you. So
yes, no.
That's a very good bellwether of the relationship status.
Okay.
You are
okay. It's amazing. Jay, when you said one of your is choose wisely, I mean, how do you, since it's so available, I guess it's so available, you have a lot to choose from. How do you choose wisely? Oh, she's better to cheat with because, what, she doesn't talk as much. What qualities do you look for in a great person to cheat with?
Well, my research has shown time and again that Helen Keller was, in fact, the perfect mistress. So, but yes, choose wisely. You, in addition to being humble, you also always want to make sure that you're choosing your partner very carefully. Kind of like if you're running a three-legged race, you know, you don't want to put in the midget with the giant guy. Granted, it would be funny, but at the same time, this can only end in disaster. So, too, you really don't want to pair up people who may actually know you, because then there's a chance that somebody might bump into somebody else and probably not going to end in hilarious sitcom or adult movies, as they say. So definitely want to choose your partner wisely, because it can get a little awkward. And if you're going to get away with cheating, you want to make sure there's no chance either of them will ever meet.
Well, what
but that wouldn't work if you were doing the sibling thing or the group thing.
Yeah.
Because then they do know each other, so.
Or the work thing.
Right, or the work thing.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do the work thing, you want to make sure that you choose to cheat with somebody who either works directly for your spouse, in which case they know their schedule and probably are a bit vindictive, or your spouse's boss, because, well, might as well get some good out of the deal. Maybe your spouse gets a promotion. And if things don't work out, your spouse will probably get fired. So no skin off your nose. Also, speaking of bosses, if you're going to cheat with anyone, might as well try your boss, because, once again, you never know, you might get a promotion out of it. And if you're going to make bad decisions, you might as well benefit from them.
That's true. When I cheat, I only aim for NBA players.
Exactly. Aim high.
So you can fall someplace in the middle. I hear you. There's an actual, like, I'm just amazed about the science of the cheat. I did some research. I'm a survey girl. And it says that women are better cheaters, like 95% say women are better cheaters than men. What do you think about that?
I agree, too.
I'm not saying why. I agree. Because women can cheat and keep it to themselves and, you know, secretly laugh about it. But so I'm so 100% in agreement with that. But why do you think that statistic is there?
They are organized. That is one of the most important ways to get away with cheating, is to be organized. Make sure when you're buying stuff with cash, you buy some kind of day planner. Make sure you don't put it on your phone, because, you know, spouse can probably access that, but some kind of day planner to really time out exactly where everybody is, what they're doing. I think women are really good at organization, and that really helps when it comes to successful cheating. A lot of people have the misconception that only men cheat, but unless they're cheating with other men, there has to be a woman involved somewhere. So definitely women are better at the organization.
And I heard, too, men are more prone to changing things up. They start doing things that they normally would not do, which kind of gets them caught, like maybe going to the gym you know, where they used to invite you to certain business events. Maybe they don't anymore because she's going to be there. You know, and you know what, ladies? And they said the biggest sign of a cheater is that phone, and the phone is face down and not face up. Oh, I paid mad attention to that. Would you guys say you guys agree with that? But
they get texts and stuff, you can't see who it
right,
is.
Right, exactly.
Well,
the phone is always face down.
See, but I'm guilty
so
of that. I keep
have...
my phone down.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to have two of everything.
Jay, you were saying two of everything?
Yeah, two
is
of everything. Make sure you have two phones. Have a completely separate phone that you've paid in cash.
Listen, and that's the only
way
that's how I caught
phone.
My cheater. That's how I caught my cheater.
Really?
He had two phones, and he really had three phones. So I said, well, you have two businesses for the one phone. What's the other phone for? And so for me, the three phones was a red flag for me. That means that he was an organized cheater, that he kept the one line that I've never. Now we went on vacation, and this phone fell out of the fell out of the car.
Yeah.
So
one of the key there for the really smart cheaters is to hide their phone in their shoe. So pay attention. If a man is really focused on his shoes and really loves his shoes, he's actually cheating on you because he has a phone hidden in his shoe.
Oh. Okay, so tomorrow I have a date with this. So I'm gonna, to find out if he's a cheater, I'm going to pour water on his shoes. Or I'm going to push him in
pull
one of these snowy puddles.
Pull his shoes off. Make sure,
pull
them off
and
his
like,
feet. Yes. Hold them up to your ear and go, who is this?
Why do you have a phone in here?
Yes.
That is crazy. Especially as big as these phones are today, how could a man put a phone in their shoe? I don't know.
If
they're wearing Tim's or something, what?
Maybe what
you
do
in
a box
phone
better.
In a dress shoe.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this just sounds so exhausting to me. Like, oh, my God. No wonder men get caught because you can't keep up with this.
Yeah. That's what I say. Women are better. They're much more organized.
Yeah.
See, they have
I think
at least one of them can hide a phone. So,
absolutely. And I think one thing about women and cheating that is so great, we're planners. We plan the cheat.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan it. So we're more organized and it's planned out.
True.
So definitely that statistic.
Yeah, because you know what it is, Tahira? Good point. Like women, we think with our minds and our hearts, where men, they're led by that one organ. So they need that self-gratification right then, right there. They don't care what the hell they got to do to get it, as long as they get it. And that's where they get sloppy, and that's where they mess up. Where women, we sit back, we think, what's the best time? How do I get from A to B? You know, we're more methodical about how we move. We're men, whatever. It's all about the chase. And...
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, that's why I always advise men. Whenever a woman is happy with you, that means you're really in trouble. So just keep that in mind. Because, if she's smiling, then you've probably done something wrong. So
if she's smiling, then it's probably a story that's going to be on the ID channel very soon.
Exactly. It's only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time.
Now, Jay, I do have one question, Jay.
Yes.
In your list, number one was don't cheat.
Why
would you instruct, if you're giving a list about cheating, not to cheat?
Because the number one way to not get caught cheating is to absolutely not cheat. And you've said before, men have that drive and that instinct, and they're led by that organ. You're going to have to make a decision as a human being, man or woman, that you're not going to cheat. You may have that drive, but you also have that drive to eat every Twinkie on the shelf. You don't do it because you know it's a bad idea. So same thing with cheating. You're either going to do it or not do it, but ultimately you're going to have to make that choice. And you want to get away with not cheating, don't cheat.
Well said. Well, Jay, we want to thank you. I know you're short for time. We want to thank you coming to the Girlfriend Network, the Love Zone USA. And we're going to get into our next song, Sam Smith, I'm Not the Only One.
Thank you. To generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now, well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the lovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the lovezoneusa.com.
Hey, this is Motown recording artist Kim. Tune into the lovezoneusa.com, and I'll talk with you soon.
Welcome back to the Love Zone USA. I'm your host, Tahira. Hey, ladies, welcome back. That was great.
That was really entertaining.
Yeah, okay. Very.
Definitely, guys. We have to definitely tune in every Friday night for Tony Diamond's Countdown, 8 p.m., the Love Zone USA. Definitely listen in. That was awesome. That was great. It gave me just a different point of view of the science of cheating. I love that women can do it better. Girl power.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
We're very talented.
Okay. Yes, we're very planners. I'm like, yes. We plan.
So that was
and
a great,
that
great.
The biggest lesson of tonight is, everybody, just don't cheat. Don't do
just
it.
Don't cheat. Don't do
you
it.
You don't have to worry. Then you don't have no problems. You're chilling.
Like,
yes,
but I think for some people, if they feel like no matter what the relationship is, cheating is an option, just really
yeah.
seek help. Seek the real issue. Because I think it's internally. Something is going on that you're not exposing enough attention to for you to seek other attention when everything is going good.
No, definitely. And
good point.
When you get into
that's
the habit
point.
Of lying, it's just a lot of stress. It's hard
yeah.
to...
It was
cheating
hard.
Takes a toll
of
on
everything.
The person
yeah.
who is cheating as well. It takes a real big toll on you because you're just in a constant area of stress because you're always worried about
exactly.
getting caught, the lie,
exactly.
which lie you said,
yes.
how does it make sure you're up on all your business,
keeping
yeah.
all the receipts together.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers,
pizza,
tacos. It is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get 4 lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Offers require port-in of number not currently active on T-Mobile network. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get 4 lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Offers require port-in of number not currently active on T-Mobile network. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.